頭先嘅詩歌真係好聽，同埋好大家被激勵，係咪啊？即係
after hearing you all encouraged by it, right?
真係好想都同大家大聲一齊唱。
I really would like all of you to have sang aloud.
不過又唔得喎，因為而家仲要講30分鐘以上。
I can't sing aloud myself because now I still have to go into 30 minutes of sermon.
唱到口乾點算呢？大家都知道呢度唔可以飲同埋食㗎，嗬。
We know that, we're not allowed to eat and drink in the sanctuary, so if I got really thirsty, what could I've done?
好啦，你又冇問題㗎，你可以聽啫。
So you could have sang aloud because all you have to do is listen.
好多人都曾經有過咁嘅經歷，有啲朋友平日呢就同你老友鬼鬼。但一旦牽涉到利益、面子同埋權力嘅時候咧，就話之你死啦。
I'm sure you have lots of experience with friends who call themselves your buddies and whispering secrets to you and claim to be bosom friends. But as soon as it comes to personal interest, whether it's money or face or power, they just say so long, goodbye.
思念同埋逼迫。往往都是友情的试金石，到底有多少人会同你讲义气同甘共苦呢？
So trials and temptations are usually the real test of true friendship. And so how many in the end will stick it out with you?
在中国的古时，有刘备、关羽和张飞三个结为兄弟，就称为桃园三结义。
In the ancient China, there were three men, their name is Liu Bi, Zhang Fei, Guan Yu. They were the trio, and they pledged an oath of brotherhood at a place called the Peach Garden.
他们志同道合，共谋建国的大计，患难扶持，祸福同当。
They are supportive of each other. They call themselves real buddies and they're sharing in their fortune and misfortune.
比起桃园结义早1200年，在圣经里面亦都有一个三结义的记载。
1200 years ago before this trio at the Peach Garden, the Bible already recorded alliances between or among three parties.
就是约拿丹和大卫在耶和华面前三次结盟，成为结拜兄弟。
And that's, between Jonathan and David, and also they pledged their allegiance and alliance with each other before the Lord.
结拜最重要是什么呢？就是讲义气，不是江湖朋友才讲义气。在圣经里面都有讲义气的场面，就是刚才大家所读的经文。
So the most important thing in pledging allegiance and alliance with each other is all about loyalty or the spirit of righteousness. And so it's not just in the stories in China, but actually in the Bible.
今日我哋嘅主角系约拿丹，三次结盟都系佢提出嘅。
Our main character today is Jonathan, and for three times he's the one who initiated the alliance.
刚才嘅经文系发生喺第二次结盟之后，约拿丹喺爸爸扫罗嘅压力同埋试探之下，好勇敢咁样维护咗佢个好朋友大卫嘅人身安全。
And in the passage we just read, we realize that Jonathan, under the pressure from his father, King Saul, he courageously defended his friend David.
甚至佢要忍受佢爸爸用好侮辱嘅说话对佢，同埋承受矛头向佢指向佢嚟到泄愤。喺度约拿丹第一次表现到佢对结拜弟兄嘅感情同埋义气。
So for the first time, Jonathan shows his allegiance and alliance with his bosom friend David, although he had to endure the anger that is targeted at him from his father.
但是说真的，我们是不是心口有个勇字，凭着感情去讲义气就得呢？会不会有偏差或者有盲点呢？
So is it enough that we may have tattooed the word loyalty or courage upon our chest, and is that enough? Is that just raw emotions? And that would there be biases in that, or even some blind spots?
今日我哋就要喺呢啲咁嘅盟约里面揾到义之所在，乜嘢先至叫做旧义气
？So we're going to explore these alliances today and see what is considered loyalty or the spirit of righteousness。
好多人认为讲到大卫同埋约拿单嘅关系系扑朔迷离，圣经多次咁讲到约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己嘅性命。
So when we talk about the relationship between Jonathan and David, there's a bit of a confusing mystery about that relationship. And here, because of the Bible verses that said he loved David more than himself.
甚至在约拿单战死沙场的时候，大卫悼念的时候，他这样形容，他说约拿单爱大卫过于父女的爱情。
So when Jonathan was killed in battle and David was writing a mourning psalm for him, David said that the love of Jonathan for him is more wonderful than that of women.
好啦，今日就等我哋一齐嚟解决埋呢一个问题，解决呢一个令人遐想嘅谜团，亦都系一个我哋唔敢多想嘅疑难。
So let us once and for all address this wild and fanciful mystery is one that we find even hard to dare to think there is some difficulty and problems in that relationship.
因为剧情复杂，时间有限，只能够讲重点了。
So because of the limited time we have and the complex plot that we're dealing with, I'm just going to handle the main points.
第一次结盟的关键句子是这一句，约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。
So the first key sentence in that alliance is that from the Bible it said Jonathan loved him as he loved his own soul. They form an alliance with him.
经文好像没有讲明他们因什么原因结盟，好像只有个爱字。但是由上一章的资料我们看得到，当时国家的危机刚刚解决了，所以结盟应该是跟国家的安全有关。
We're not really clear about the reasons why they form an alliance. It just seems basically it's about love, but it's more than that because the crisis in the country has just been resolved. And so it's probably because of national security they form an alliance.
有什么危机呢？就因为以色列人是遇到敌人的挑战。
So what is the crisis? It's the Israelites were up against enemies.
这个看羊仔大卫因为不抵得这个哥利亚是乱咁讲嘢，是侮辱我哋神的名，于是他见义勇为出来一个人去应战。他就用一块石头去打低了敌人，跟住来觐见扫罗王。扫罗王就将他即刻收纳为旗下的猛将，不准他回家。
So the shepherd boy David in his courage went against the giant Goliath and defeated him with one stone because Goliath was insulting the glorious name of God. And then he had an audience with King Saul, and right there he was recruited by the king to become the captain and told not to go home.
之后约拿单先至同大卫结盟嘅。约拿单本身就系一个战士，我相信佢系识英雄者重英雄。
So after that incident, that's when Jonathan formed the first covenant or first alliance with David. And it's obviously that they're both heroes, and one hero recognizes another and formed this alliance.
他们志同道合，对上帝同样有信心，他们分别讲过类似的说话。
They have the same goal, same purpose in life. They both seek alliance and allegiance to God, and they set similar things in the Bible.
约拿单曾经是单人匹马去战斗的时候，他讲过，他说耶和华要拯救，不在乎人多人少。
When Jonathan was fighting the battle on his own, he said, "Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few."
大卫去迎战哥利亚的时候，他又讲过一句差不多的说话，他说耶和华要拯救的话，不是用刀用枪，所以他想着用一嚿石头都搞定。
So when David was fighting Goliath, he said, It is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. And so with one stone, he was able to defeat Goliath.
第一次结盟是因为上帝得胜，两个爱上帝的人一见如故。
The first victory happens because of God. For two people who have the same purpose in life, to love God, that's when they form the allegiance and hit it off.
第一次结盟是爱上帝的人同盟，就好似约拿单去邀请大卫结盟的时候，他说我同你啊，我们一起来到同心协力为上帝效力。
So, the first covenant was between godly people who loves God. So as Jonathan and David both love God, Jonathan initiated this alliance of working together and fighting for God's kingdom.
他们之后一起宣誓爱对方如同爱自己的性命，然之后约拿单将他的外袍、战衣和武器都送了给大卫，这些全部都是结盟的仪式。
So Jonathan initiated that alliance because they love each other as Jonathan loved David as his own soul. And so he gave away his robe, his armor, his weapons to David. Those are all things that represent an allegiance to each other.
这些东西代表了他们会保护对方的性命，因此他们立刻成为亲密的战友。在战场上面，战友的性命就好像自己的性命一样，彼此交托和信任。
And because they pledge this allegiance, they are willing to protect each other's lives, and they're willing to form this close ally on the battlefield.
当时大卫大概17岁啦，而约拿单你估计多岁呢？
So David was about 17 years old when that happened. And do you know how old is Jonathan?
你先不要以为他们差不多年纪，原来约拿单大概比大卫大30年。
So we might have this misconception that they're of similar age, but actually Jonathan is 30 years older than David.
论年龄，论经验，梗系约拿单保护大卫啦。
So with age and experience, it just makes sense that Jonathan would be the protector of David.
因为结盟使到约拿单系爱大卫嘅性命如同爱自己嘅性命，所以后来扫罗话要佢交出大卫嚟俾佢，要佢受死嘅话，约拿单绝对唔会同意。
So because Jonathan loved David as his own soul. So later when Saul wanted Jonathan to give up David to be killed, Jonathan of course refused.
约拿单好嬲，愤然离席，不是因为他阿爸侮辱他，而是他觉得他阿爸是羞辱了大卫。
Jonathan left the feast in anger, not because he felt insulted by his father, but truly he felt that his father had treated David shamefully.
结盟的人视对方的生命好像自己一样，所以也会有义务去保护对方的名声。
And those in alliance truly feel they need to protect each other's lives, so they're responsible for each other.
大卫明明是无罪的，但是被判死刑，真是不合理。如果将无辜的大卫看为一个罪犯这样看的话，就真是羞辱了大卫的名字了。
To treat someone as innocent as David, as a true criminal, it is truly an insult to David.
约拿单不惜冒犯他爸爸，于是好嬲咁起身，他为了捍卫大卫的名声，见义勇为。
So Jonathan was willing to offend his father to defend David's reputation. This is courage based on the spirit of righteousness.
好啦，我哋进入第二次结盟。
So we're talking about now the second covenant.
第二次结盟可以话是第一次结盟的延续，是同保护对方的性命有关的。
So the second covenant is a continuation of the first one, and it is about protecting each other's lives.
今次约拿单提出加了一句，要照耶和华的慈爱。
And there, Jonathan added another phrase. It is to based on or to show the loving kindness of the Lord.
希伯来文是 hesed。
In Hebrew, the word is hesed.
我们可以不需要懂其他希伯来文，不过这个字一定要懂。
We may not know any other Hebrew words, but this word we must remember.
喺英文 loving kindness 呢个字咧，本来冇噶，就系为咗要翻译 hesed 呢个字，于是就创作咗出嚟。
In the English language, we don't have the word actually loving kindness. It is created just so that we can translate the Hebrew word hesed.
呢个字系讲爱，系上帝差唔多几乎系上帝专用嘅爱字。
This word is about love. It's specifically confined to the love of God.
这个爱是和盟约有关的，而且还要有诚信的特质。
This love is related to a love proclaimed, declared in an alliance, and it certainly need to have its element of faithfulness or in good faith.
即是广东话讲的，讲得到就做得到。就是旧约成日所提的守约施慈爱。
So, as in Cantonese, this word would be more like, if I say it, I better come through with it. And so it has the quality of God's faithfulness.
换句话 ,hesed 这个字即是上帝有义气的意思。
So, in another word, hesed just means that God, has the spirit of righteousness.
经过第一次结盟，大卫就系参加咗军队，佢打仗好叻，好得到民心。于是，扫罗好惊佢个位俾大卫抢咗，于是就不停咁去追杀大卫。
So after battles, numerous times, David was very brave and won many battles, and that made King Saul very insecure about his throne.And wanted to kill David.
大卫不知点解，于是佢嚟到去求约拿单保护施恩。
So David does not know really the reason why he was being pursued. So he came to Jonathan asking for mercy.
施恩，中文译做施恩呢个字就系原来嘅 hesed.
And this word mercy is actually the word hesed as well.
当然，约拿单话：你放心，你放心，我保证你一定平安。我会了解阿爸究竟咩意思，再话你知。
So Jonathan comforted David and said, "I'll find out the reasons why he was pursuing you, and I'll let you know."
同时，佢提出我哋不如第二次结盟啦。
So Jonathan suggested that they have a second covenant.
佢话。你要照耶和华的慈爱恩待我，不但我活着的时候免我死亡，就是我死了之后，你也永不可向我家绝了恩惠。
So Jonathan proposed and said, "If I am still alive, will you not show me the loving kindness of the Lord that I may not die? You shall not cut off your loving kindness from my house forever." Not even when the Lord cuts off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth.
你睇到佢呢句说话里边，佢唔单止要求系即系大卫对佢有恩慈，仲要对佢嘅后代有恩慈。
So Jonathan is not just asking David to show mercy and loving kindness to him, but it is to his descendants.
喺经文度睇到，我哋见到佢两个人都系用紧同一个字眼嚟到去交通。
So we know that they're using the same word in their communication with each other.
就是他们要将上帝的义气成为他们盟约的根基。
So they wanted to use this loyalty or spirit of righteousness from God as the foundation of their alliance.
上帝不单只是见证人，同时是担保人和监察人。
So God is not only the witness of their alliance, but also the guarantor.
他们是不是不信对方呢？
Is it they don't trust each other?
不是的，因为今时不同往日，他们深深体会到生命里面随时可以出现一些不能预计的危机，所谓今日不知听日事。
So is it they don't trust each other? Not really. But at their age and their experience, they know that each day is so unpredictable. As today, you may not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
他们能够依靠什么呢？只能够依靠上帝的慈爱信实。
So they can only rely on God's steadfast love and his faith.
就是他们愿意用上帝的慈爱信实来塑造他们两个之间友谊的深度。
So they wanted God's loving kindness and his faithfulness to form the depth of their friendship.
換句話，他們將會很認真地用上帝的恩慈彼此對待。
So seriously, they're going to treat each other with God's loving kindness.
好啦，咁所以第二次嘅結盟係延伸到去照顧雙方嘅後代。
So the second covenant entails obligations to descendants of each other.
你嘅後代同我嘅後代要永遠慈愛忠誠，永世情義，好似上帝一樣有情有義。
So your descendants and my descendants will treat each other with loving kindness and faithfulness, just as God continues to treat us so.
開始嘅時候，我講過中國嘅桃園結義，佢哋所講嘅義氣係乜嘢咧？係不求同年同月同一生，但願同年同月同日死。
We started with the ancient story of this oath of brotherhood at the Peach Garden, and the claim is that they, although they are not born on the same year, same month, and same date, but they're willing to die together at the same time.
而大卫同约拿单之间嘅盟约嘅义气咧，唔系求同死，乃系求生存。
So that loyalty and spirit of righteousness between Jonathan and David is not so they could die together on the same day, but that they can survive and continue.
第二次嘅盟约就系要用上帝嘅恩慈嚟到保存对方嘅后裔。
The second covenant is that they are to continue each other's descendants through God's loving kindness.
所以当约拿单知道佢阿爸一定要杀大卫嘅时候，佢亦都一定要通知大卫，叫佢走佬。
So when Jonathan is very sure his father is intent to kill David, he must let David know to escape.
好朋友从此诀别，亲密嘅战友再唔能够并肩作战，真系好难过，真系抱头痛哭。
So this is goodbye times for two very close friends, bosom friends in battles. And now, as they say goodbye, their hardest burden is very heavy, is sad, and they both cried.
从此，大卫就浪迹天涯，而约兰丹就翻返去佢父亲身边。
So from then on, David went into the wilderness, and Jonathan returned to the palace.
大概喺24年之后，大卫得天下之后，佢就寻找同埋照顾约拿单嗰个有残障嘅儿子。
24 years later, as David sat on the throne, he started to seek for Jonathan's handicapped child.
就系为咗要履行今次呢个盟约嘅义务。
He wanted to fulfill the obligation to his friend.
但系约拿单完全都猜想唔到，原来你呢个盟约喺1000年之后竟然有更大嘅兑现。
And Jonathan would never realize that actually 1,000 years later, after this covenant, there's greater impact.
约拿单因为系保守咗大卫嘅性命，使到耶稣基督可以用大卫后裔嘅身份嚟到出世。
And because Jonathan seek to protect David,And it is in the descendants of David that our Messiah Jesus Christ came.
跟住耶稣被钉十字架，就真系完成咗上帝守约施慈爱嘅 hesed.
And as Christ died on the cross, truly he fulfilled the loving kindness of the Lord and fulfilled the word hesed.
就好似约拿单所希望嘅，得到永远嘅生命，而家全人类都得到永生。
Just like Jonathan would prefer to have this eternal life with David, now the whole humankind enjoy eternal life.
跟住我哋要讲第三次结盟系喺几年之后。
The third covenant is occur a few years later.
几年之后，约拿单突然间去偷偷咁样去见大卫，佢哋第三次结盟。但系当时大卫仍然周围去逃避。
So David was in the wilderness escaping from Saul, and Jonathan secretly went and seek out David.
约拿单的勇气和义气在这次结盟里面达到高峰。
At this covenant, it is clear that Jonathan's courage and loyalty reaches their peak.
约拿丹表明心迹，他说你必作以色列王，我就做你的宰相，这是我阿爸扫罗都知道的。
And Jonathan spoke his mind when he declared, you will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows it.
那扫罗知道什么呢？
So what is it that Saul knows?
这么多年来，约拿丹知道作为以色列王要坐得稳稳阵阵的时候，那个人一定是合神心意的。
Jonathan knew all these years that those who can establish themselves on the throne of Israel must be a man after God's heart.
而大卫实在是比他阿爸更加合神心意，扫罗都知道的，不过不肯认嘛。
So David is truly that man, the man after God's heart. Saul knows it too, just that he's not willing to admit it.
看到来这里，我们立刻说，真是约拿丹是犀利，来到退位让贤。
We might think that Jonathan is just a great person who gives up his throne for the better person.
但是其实他从来都没有想过这个王位是他的。
But Jonathan never wanted that throne for himself.
当年他爸命令他要铲除大卫，否则你和你的国位必站立不住。
King Saul had once warned Jonathan that he has, in order to secure the position of king of Israel, he must get rid of David. Otherwise, neither you nor your kingdom will be established.
尽管他爸强调你和你的国位，不过他都不为所动。
Even though Saul emphasized you and your kingdom, Jonathan was not tempted.
点解呢？
Why is it that way?
因为他和大卫第一次结盟的时候，就是以战士的身份宣誓效忠上帝的国度。
Because the first covenant they established was between the two of them, both as soldiers and warriors, fighting for the kingdom of God.
他有想过那个王位是他的吗？他从来都没想过。
He never thought of having to ascend into the throne.
他知道，他只知道他的义务就是要捍卫上帝国度的权益。
All he cares about is that he fights for the benefits of the Lord and for his kingdom.
他只知道他的义务是要捍卫上帝的名声。
He knows that his obligation is to defend the name of the Lord.
他怎会想过会私底下夺取上帝的国位，甚至会去杀死自己的战友呢？
He would never secretly try to get himself onto the throne, or even at the expense of killing his best friend.
原来这么多年来，他心里面仍然记住当初向上帝效忠的第一个盟约。
So all through the years, Jonathan never forgot his allegiance is for the Lord.
他的义务是支持一个比爸爸更合神心意的王君王。他的义务是鼓励一个比自己更年轻有为的战友。
His obligation is to bring the man after God's heart into the throne, and it actually to protect the younger warrior.
为此，他要有更大的勇气，今次偷偷冒险来见大卫最后一次，将他心里面的说话讲出来。
So it took great courage for him to secretly try to meet with David.And he wanted to pour out his heart to David.
他们第三次结盟最重要的一句不是这一句，不是你必作以色列的王。
The most important sentence in the third covenant is not that you will become the king of Israel.
乃是前面那句，要使大卫依靠神得以坚固。
It is the phrase before that, helping David find the strength in God.
或者这句说话他是自己跟自己讲的。
Or that he was trying to say that to himself.
第三次结盟仍然是爱上帝的人同埋一起去结盟。
The third covenant is about godly people alliance and fighting for God.
不同的是两个人身份是调转了，大卫是君，约拿丹是神。
So is the only difference between the first and the third covenant is that the positions is now changed. David is now the king, and Jonathan is just a mere minister.
约拿单就好似嚟同大卫讲话，你同我经过咁多年仍然系亲密嘅战友，不过我哋喺唔同个岗位上面继续为上帝嘅角度效力。
It's as if Jonathan is declaring to David, we are still bosom friends, ally with each other, and nothing has changed. We're still fighting for the kingdom of God.
讲完之后，佢就翻翻去佢阿爸嗰度啦。
And after he said all that, he returned to his father.
我哋嚟到呢度都会有一个疑问：佢既然都话自己系副手系宰相啦，点解唔索性留低同大卫一齐咧？
We may have this question in mind that if he declared that he is second in position to David, why didn't he stay with David and serve David?
约拿单唔系心口得个勇字，唔系盲目去撑佢嘅兄弟讲义气嘅。
So Jonathan does not have this raw courage tattooed on his chest. It's just sort of a blind loyalty.
佢好清楚，佢今次第三次结盟唔系嚟为大卫打天下。
He's very clear in his mind that when he formed the third alliance, it is not to fight for David and fight for David's kingdom.
亦都唔系为某某人去打天下，乃系仍然为上帝嘅角度打天下。
That he is not fighting for a certain person's goal of establishing a kingdom, but that he's fighting for God's kingdom.
佢系仍然效忠上帝，佢唔系嚟效忠大卫。
His loyalty is to God and it's not to David.
上帝嘅敌人并唔系扫罗眼中嘅大卫。
God's enemy is not David, as Saul tends to think.
亦都唔系追杀大卫嘅扫罗。
It is also not King Saul.As the one pursuing David.
上帝嘅敌人仍然系当时嘅非利士人。
God's enemy are the Philistines.
不打自己人系约拿单嘅信念，佢哋矛头一定要一致对外。
So Jonathan's main goal is not to attack each other, but to attack outside enemies.
约拿单是用一个战士的身份回去到战场上面，最后他英勇地战死沙场，完成了他在盟约里面对上帝对大卫的义。
Jonathan went bravely to the battles and he was killed in those battles. In the end, he has served his Lord well and he has served his friend well.
到最后大卫悼念约拿单的时候，他这样写：你向我发的爱情奇妙非常，过于妇女的爱情。
And when David was mourning for Jonathan, he wrote, Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of women.
是什么意思呢？一个男人跟另外一个男人讲，爱情是过于妇女的爱情。
So what does that mean as one man speaks to another man that your love for me is more wonderful than that of women?
我哋有阵时都唔敢多想。
I don't think we dare to go there。
不过我今日话俾你听，原来呢样嘢又同立约有关噶。
But actually, today we're going to talk about that it has a lot to do with alliance。
我哋需要明白以色列人点样去立约咧。
We have to understand how Israelites establish alliance。
佢哋点样去 make 一个 covenant， 去点样去立约咧？
How do they make a covenant?
正確來說是割約 cut a covenant.
So the proper term is that they actually cut a covenant.
他們三次結盟都有這個割字。
So in all three alliance that was formed, the word cut was part of it.
割是什麼意思呢？割是要割到見血。
What does the word cut mean? It means cut to the point where you see blood.
不是 cut 一个木头，不是 cut 一块石头，而是 cut 到要见血。
Cut means you have to see blood. It's not the same as carving a wood, piece of wood.
原来在很多古老的民族里面呢，都有插血为盟这个仪式，包括以色列人的割约。
In ancient cultures, a blood alliance is quite common as the Israelites has their cutting a covenant.
怎样去割呢？就是双方在用一把刀一次过在双方的手心、手掌或者在手臂那里割一下。
So it's using the same knife, cutting a slit on the palm of each other's hands or on the arms.
当血流出嚟嘅时候，佢哋双方嘅伤口就要去彼此摩擦。如果喺手掌嘅话，就好似我哋今日嘅握手一样。
So, when the blood comes out, they rub their arms against each other, or if it's on the palm, they hold hands.
如果喺手臂嘅话，就好似我哋今日饮合紧胶杯酒一样，系将个伤口彼此摩擦，使到嗰啲血系彼此有机会混合。
So if the blood comes from the arms, then you wrap your arms around each other where the wounds touched and the blood merged.
然之后双方就要举起手俾见证人睇到佢哋已经插血为盟，同时佢哋宣誓彼此保护，祸福同当。如果边个违约嘅话，嗰个就要死。
And so they would raise their hands to the witnesses around that they have now cut a covenant and they have pledged allegiance to another, they will share in fortune, misfortune, and if one breaks the alliance, then he deserves to die.
仲有呢种盟约呢系唔可以取消嘅。
And one cannot cancel this kind of alliance.
如果其中一个死咗嘅话呢，佢仍然呢个盟约系继续嘅，佢需要继续去照顾对方嘅家人。
So even if one party dies, the alliance continues, and the remaining party has an obligation to the descendants and protecting the descendants.
婚姻嘅盟约喺其中一方死亡嘅时候就会终止。
A marriage alliance ends when one party dies.
插血为盟系超越死亡嘅，比婚姻嘅盟约更加长情。所以大卫就咁讲啦，约拿丹爱大卫系因为佢超过妇女嘅爱情，系因为佢哋曾经插血为盟。
So this blood contract or alliance is far-reaching and more enduring than a marriage alliance. And as the verse says, Jonathan's love for David is more than the love of women.
在这里我们看到流血就是立约的凭据。
We see here that bleeding or blood is the assurance of the covenant.
流了立杯的血怎么样呢？是不是倒了它呢？
So when the blood is drained into a cup, what do you do with it?
於是係倒啲酒落去，溝勻佢，就立約雙方就一齊飲咗佢。有陣時見證人都有份飲嘅喎。
So the blood is drained into a cup, and you add wine to it, and both parties drank it, or the witnesses are required to drink it as well.
所以呢啲血呢、這個 blood covenant 係牽涉到三方面，包括見證人。
So this blood covenant involves all three parties, involving the witnesses.
你的血在我里面，我的血在你的里面，从此身份和生命相连，成为结拜兄弟。
Your blood is in mine, my blood is in yours, so now, our lives are intermingled and we have, a covenant.
我们都是 blood brothers and sisters.
So we are now blood brothers and sisters.
因为耶稣讲过，这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦免。
And as Jesus said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
每逢圣餐的时候就提醒我们，耶稣曾经为我们插血为盟，使到我们成为结拜的弟兄姊妹。
Each time we share in Holy Communion, it reminds us that Jesus has signed a blood covenant with us. We are sworn blood brothers and sisters.
我们因信称义，在上帝的义气里面有份，彼此结连和锁定。
So we, justification by faith binds us and lock us, each one of us, in the righteousness of God.
上帝实在是要建立一个兄弟帮，真正讲义气，彼此恩慈相待。
God probably truly wants to establish us as a gang of brotherhood, each possessing a genuine sense of obligation to each other, with kindness, treating each other with kindness.
义在圣经里面都是一个核心的价值来的。
So loyalty and the spirit of righteousness are actually core values in the Bible.
约拿丹和大卫的盟约距离现在三千年，三千年前的盟约是三方面结盟的。
So Jonathan and David's covenant happened now 3,000 years ago, and it is established among three parties.
既是弟兄之间，亦都是人同上帝之间，而结盟最终要达到的就是彼此忠诚的爱。
So it is between the parties, and it's actually also with God. So it's three parties as being faithful to each other to the end in love.
确实，我们很渴望友谊永固，期待有患难扶持的死党，有一生不变的朋友。
We certainly pray that we have everlasting friendship. We hope for support from each other, from friends in times of adversities. We long for lifetime friends.Who will never change.
但是如果我们没有首先被上帝的恩慈信实来到充满，来到塑造我们的话，
If we're not first have this close encounter with God where we are shaped by his loving kindness and mercy,
我们没有这些东西的话，我们同人的交往只不过是蜻蜓点水，又或者所做的事只不过是表面凹痕。
If we never had this kind of relationship with God, then our dealings with others will just be so superficial, like scratching our back or as dragonfly dipping on the water.
朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
So a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born of adversity.
约拿单同大卫志同道合，在上帝面前结拜成为好兄弟，他们彼此恩慈相待，不过他们只不过一起是几年时间。
And Jonathan and David are only together for a couple of years, but they're very light-minded, and they sworn before God as good brothers.
他们的记载流传千古，直至我们今天都知道。
The record of their friendship lasted as in the Bible.
但愿他们的记载，他们的故事能够是提醒我们，我们需要珍惜和真诚对待我们身边的弟兄姊妹。
So may their stories remind us once again to cherish the blood brothers and sisters around us, and often encouraging and reminding ourselves.
还有，不要忘记盟约是三方面的。
And don't forget the alliance is among three parties.
我们的上帝亦都在期待我们忠心的回应，正如约拿单没有忘记上帝一样。
And God is also waiting for our faithful alliance, just as Jonathan never forgets his alliance with David.
我们刚刚完成了20周年的堂庆，现在好像一个新的阶段开始，愿意我们仍然紧紧地去记得我们同上帝最初的盟约。
So as we are finishing our 20th anniversary celebration, we must not forget our first alliance, our first covenant was with God.
但愿我们是彼此勉励和提醒。
So that we will continue to remind and encourage each other.
我们一起祈祷。
Shall we bow heads in prayer?
主啊，我们祈求你对我们有帮助，帮助我们成为亲密的战友，危难扶持，恩慈相待。
Dear Lord, we ask that you continue to remind ourselves that we are brothers, blood brothers and sisters, that we support each other in adversity and love each other.
求主提醒我们，一切的试炼和逼迫的背后，我们是有基督一起同行。
So to remind us also in times of problems and adversities that walking with us is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，让基督已经为我们流出盟约的血，成就了不死的生命。
We thank you that Jesus Christ Himself has established this blood contract with us so that we may enjoy eternal lives.
主啊，帮助我们在你的国里面尽忠，帮助我们用恩慈守望弟兄姊妹的身边。
Dear Lord, may we continue to be obligated to you and serve you with faithfulness.And also to have this love and support for our brothers and sisters.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.